everyone. Welcome back to the Flip Face Podcast. I'm Jonah.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Johnny.
And this time, we're joined for the very first time, first guest ever on the podcast.
First guest we've ever had.
Brian.
I'm sorry to be a disappointment. Hey, guys.
Wait, no, he's not the first.
No, actually, John. Hot Rod is the first.
Wasn't Jake the first?
Jake was the first. Wasn't I technically the first guest
on the podcast?
All right, sorry, you're the fourth guest. You're kind of fourth place here, but...
But I would also wager to say the best guest.
Yes. Whoa!
Okay, she was trying to sneak... She's trying to sneak and be quiet, and then John goes, whoa, what do we got here? What is this, some kind of lady?
So, Tyler, why did you decide on old?
Well, Jonah, there I was scrolling through HBO Max, or HBO Max, as they say, across the pond.
And do they?
Hubbo Max.
I mean, down the border, they call it Hubbo X.
Hubbo X. Saves time. And I saw, you know, I was scrolling through movies. What are we going to watch? We ended up watching Batman for a third time.
A third time?
I still need to watch it again. With glasses on to see if it improves my experience.
I guarantee you that's your biggest problem.
And we're in the very back of the theater.
Man. And then I saw that they had Old, and I was like, I know this is going to be one of the bad M. Night Shyamalan movies, so let's watch Old for the podcast.
Did you know it was going to be bad?
Yes. You can tell from the trailers that this movie is going to be bad.
You can tell from the director, M. Night Shyamalan.
Well, okay, he will have a good movie every once in a while.
He's kind of like the Weezer of of movie directors.
Just pump out as much music as you can.
All the music, all the movies that you can. And every once in a while, one will finally land.
I thought the trailer was good for this movie, but like that's it. Like we know everything from the trailer. We know what happens.
Yes. Well, okay. Once you get to the premise, which is this beach makes them old, that's it. There is nothing more.
It's like a 20-30 minute like Twilight Zone episode.
There's like a very small little kind of a twist, but not even a twist. It's really more of just like a slight turn.
Yeah, it's not a twist because usually M. Night Shyamalan.
There's a big twist, right?
Shyamalan. M. Night. I don't know how you say his name. He usually has like big twists in his movie, and this was like they show that there's people watching him. There wasn't like a big twist about that.
There's nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
Right, but it was like, oh, who's watching us? Who could it be? Probably the guy that dropped you off. Probably the guy who knows where you are.
It was literally the hotel that told them.
The hotel.
Yeah. I guess the twist is that they're making medicine. I don't know. They're improving lives.
Yeah. I did kind of like that a little bit because then it shows like the twistedness of their like justifying it because at the end they're all like, oh, well, we managed to cure like seizures.
Yeah, right.
Yay!
Epilepsy.
And so I was like,
well, I mean, listen, we're starting to get into it. Let's get into it. What do you say?
All right.
Now it's time for the first segment of the show. The segment we like to call Lamps and Slamps. This is the part of the show where we discuss the things we like about the movie, the lamps, and the things we don't like, the slamps. Brian, do you have notes? Oh. Did Johnny let you know about the notes?
You know what? He did. I have notes.
You have lamps and slamps?
Yeah. They're in my car.
Well, then. Oh, no.
Well,
by golly, I hope you can remember some of them at least.
Okay, honestly.
Yeah. Please be honest.
The whole thing about M. Night Shyamalan. Right. Having bad movies is kind of true. But
yes.
One of the things he does do good in all of his movies is that it's a good fiction movie that could potentially be nonfiction.
Yes.
So a good fake movie that can be a real, something that can really happen in the real world. Okay. I mean, if you take a look at the movie, yes, the odds are you're finding a secluded beach that has magnetism that speeds the cell process.
Yeah, the rocks had some sort of a magnetic field that made you age faster.
Correct.
Was it a magnetic field?
It was magnetic.
Something about magnets.
Okay.
That whole area was just magnets.
There's a big, I think it's a pretty big plot hole though in that theory in the movie, the way they present it.
Yes,
because they said at one point that it's not the dead cells that accelerate because their nails and hair don't grow.
Correct.
It's just living cells.
Correct.
But then is a dead body dead cells because the dead bodies deteriorate super quick?
Yeah, the dead body would like completely deteriorate.
It decomposed. So the same rate.
Yes.
I feel like
I believe your cells all do die.
They do die, but when you're a dead body still has cells in it.
Are they considered dead cells?
No, but I'm saying don't all the, like, once you die, like, it's cellular death. Like, all your cells are also dead, aren't they?
Your cells just, they're cut off. Because
your cells are, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works?
They stop getting the nutrients the body provides them to function.
Yeah, how quick does it happen, though? I mean, I guess it would happen quicker because it's old.
That's one of the slams.
Also,
I have about the movie.
Yeah, so okay.
It's like, we saw one dead body.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to all the other bodies?
Oh, yeah, everybody else.
Which other bodies? Which other bodies are you referring to?
Literally all of them.
Like everybody who had died on the beach previous? What happened to their bodies? They turned to dust, I imagine. Because remember the scene where they have the baby and the baby, it's like the dust.
Did they just have a little mass graveyard going and they just weren't showing it?
Right. The baby was yay big. It was a tiny thing.
Right.
So it's like it doesn't have the cells that a full-grown human does.
Okay.
And then you look at the girl who died at the very beginning of the whole event, who drowned.
Her
body was there for a...
Well, you'd think at least once they've been reduced to a skeleton is just dead cells. And at that point...
Correct.
At that point, it would decay at a normal rate. Right?
According to the logic of the movie,
According to the rules they set up in the movie, yes. That's true. That's a fair point.
So I had to get rid of the tissue cells, and then the bones are still...
So the internet is saying...
You think once they're... Yeah, okay, what is the internet saying?
That your cells still function after you die.
For how long?
For... I'm not seeing how long, but... Eventually, you would stop decaying because it's only affecting alive cells, right?
The living cells, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
So it should decay the body up into a certain point, and then it should be the normal process, like on the beach.
Well, yes. In the movie, Jaren, I think his name was, said that the body looked like it had been decomposing for years.
7 years, yes. I think they chalked it up to.
So if that's the case, then it would take about 7-ish years to up to until Jaren got onto the beach. That the body would have decayed.
Yes.
Also, why did the seams rip if it doesn't affect... Or like the silverware, shouldn't it not affect that stuff because it's not living cells?
Yeah, no, you're right.
You're right.
So all the silverware was like rusted.
Yeah, they were like, it must have been here for 100,000 years.
So yeah, I think there's a lot of inconsistencies.
But wait, the date on this fork says 2007? Yeah, it was a lot of that.
The Barbie doll that they pulled out of the sand seemed pretty okay, though. Just dirty from the sand.
Well, it was plastic takes longer to deteriorate than the metal.
But it's just living cells, so why are these...
Why? And that's a plot hole.
Yeah, exactly. See?
So is it, that's is what, it like, this movie, like, time, or is it,
so quickly, like, breaks its own rules, like, almost immediately. Here's a slam. It's from the beginning of the movie. You have such a beautiful voice. I can't wait to hear it when you're older. That's such, like, a weird thing. Nobody ever says that to a child. The mom says it to the daughter when she's singing in the car. She's like, your voice is so beautiful. I can't wait to hear it when you're older. Like,
might get worse. Might get better.
The mom also says in the same car ride, like, something along the lines to the little boy, like, something like, you got to appreciate, like, the every minute
or
something like that. And I was like, okay, obviously.
Yeah, she came all the way up to basically just saying, like, boy, I sure hope we don't go on a beach and you'll age rapidly.
one of the writers just learned about foreshadowing. Like, one really knows what this is.
that leads me to my slam of just how dumb the dialogue is in this movie. And like the
M. Night Shyamalan is notorious for it.
What are your names? Yes. What are your occupations? Yeah. And I was like, okay, they had him say that. Like, they tried to make him seem all quirky, but they literally did that just so they can introduce characters and what that character is without having to put any effort into introducing the characters.
Yeah.
I have a slam. Why does he carry the luggage across the hotel room instead of rolling it?
Strong.
The strong boy.
Is he?
You're showing off.
I mean, okay, I guess. Also, I have another slam.
To be fair, I also will carry my luggage through the airport instead of rolling it to prove how strong I am to the people around me.
I believe that.
That is true. That is absolutely true. And then Yana would be like, you know, it has wheels. I'm like, I'm fully aware it has wheels.
I have another slam with that same scene. He gives us the statistic about furniture and most of it happens in coffee tables.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a U.S. statistic, so they're not in the U.S., so it doesn't matter.
They're not in the U.S.?
Where are they?
That did not look like the U.S. to me.
Yeah, it was like,
it's some Pacific island. I want to say it's in the Pacific.
I believe it was Paraguay. Brian, back me up. It was Paraguay, yes?
It was not Paraguay at all.
Well, considering Paraguay ends with Guy, and his name was Guy, I think so.
I think that's a direct correlation.
Paraguay?
Paraguay. Yeah, his name is Guy. Well, that threw me off. At the beginning, it threw me off. Like a Latin guy, and his name is Guy?
I had the subtitles on and it said, Guy yelled. And I'm just like, who's the guy that's yelling?
I thought like...
Who's this guy I keep talking about?
The hotel, like a hotel person helps them into their room, yep. And then they did something, and he was yelling at them.
Dominican Republic.
Yep. Oh.
Is that a U.S. territory?
They're vacationing in the Dominican?
Yeah.
I thought Puerto Rico is.
It's random.
Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico share the island with the Dominican Republic?
Yes, it does. It's like split down the middle.
Yeah.
Slanted. Sideways.
Interesting. There it is. Is Dominican Republic U.S. territory? No.
Okay.
Straight to the point.
All right.
But I believe Puerto Rico is.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
I got a lamp.
Yeah.
Idlib the conch shell collector.
Idlib. Love Idlib. That kid.
Loved
he's
it.
So cute.
He's adorable.
My uncle
adorable.
Is the manager of this hotel. I have a million conch shells. Would you like to hear my conch shell? I'm not going to play a very large part in this movie.
He plays.
I'm really just so I can give you the note to say that.
That's the way pretty out, big part of the movie.
I guess.
I mean, the reason that you know they survived at the end.
But you can't. Okay, this is my problem with M. Night Shyamalan. All his characters are so utilitarian. His characters just deliver plot. Points.
They're just there
and like
purpose,
exposition. And like M. Night Shyamalan's like, I have this great story. Let me just hire some actors. I don't really care about you guys. I don't care about your stories. I don't care about who you are. I want everyone to see my twist. I want everyone to see the twist. Let's just get through it. Let's get through it. That's what it feels like to me. It's all rushed. Yeah. There's no character development. It's just like, here's a couple. The woman cheated on him. That's it. That's all you need to know. This guy's a doctor. That's it. This woman has calcium deficiency and she's beautiful. That's it.
Well,
okay.
I mean, if we take it that way, it's kind of like a real world example where you're not going to know everyone's backstory if you're a character in that situation.
But did you care about any of these characters?
No.
Were you invested in any of these characters?
I looked forward to them.
I was glad to see them all
die. The main characters, like the boy and the girl, the daughter.
Right, right.
I didn't care. I didn't know anything about them.
I was interested in their parents' issues.
Were you though?
Kind of.
You know what?
And then I was really interested in mid-sized sedan. And I think they gave more.
Mid-sized sedan was the coolest guy. He was the coolest character.
Brian, you take me as someone that enjoys movies. That's not us on this podcast.
No, correction. That is me and Johnny. Yeah. And that is you. It's not Jonah.
A good flick. Jonah literally puts the rating ban on us.
You can only rate one movie 300.
That's not true.
It is.
I can do whatever I want. There's no rules.
Then you're literally
guys,
saying it's
we
the
pressed
perfect
right
movie.
Over mid-sized sedan, though. What?
He's great.
Why was he sitting there in one spot for so long?
The entire time!
By the way, that guy is a bus of a human being. I mean, that guy is massive.
Yeah, he was massive.
He is not mid-sized at all.
So I'm laughing when this old man has this small knife and he's like, ah! And then he's like, whoa, what are you doing? Cut me, bro. Like, choke slam the old man. You're huge. What are you doing?
All of them.
He was trying to show that he didn't kill that lady.
I guess. You know? But also, a man just slashed you with a knife. It's go time.
He was a gentle giant.
Also, slashing like the other people.
Yep. I guess see that if someone slashed John, I don't think John would immediately like lash out.
Well, you can't reach his face.
If I lash out, I'm just
that's true.
Kill
you
him.
Wouldn't be able to reach John's face.
Wait, wasn't the reason he slashed him to see if he was going to heal fast?
No,
that's what I took it
the
as.
Reason he slashed him is because early onset of Alzheimer's.
Oh.
Okay, I read schizophrenia on Wikipedia.
I thought
for,
it was schizophrenia
for
too.
Charles, his name was Charles, the doctor.
Charles, the doctor.
No, he was forgetting.
That's
everything.
What I thought. And then I looked on Wikipedia and it was like
schizophrenia,
and I was like, I don't think he was schizophrenic.
No,
I think
he wasn't
because
was like,
he wasn't talking to voices.
No,
but he wasn't talking to voices. Well, okay, that's one thing we know for sure.
There was that scene where he was secluded after he stabbed mid-sized sedan.
Yes.
And he secluded himself and he was talking to himself.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But I think he thought he was talking to someone.
That's how I took it too, because he's like about to perform the surgery and he's like,
right.
What's that movie? It's got Jack Nicholson and
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando.
Which.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not schizophrenia.
No, I think he was just.
I think
Alzheimer's
he was,
and he's remembering
and
what
it's
he
been accelerated because
right.
of the beach, the rocks that
right.
accelerate your age, but not your nails.
Or hair.
Or hair. No hair. No hair. Here's a slamp. No way. What are you, like 10? 11? When he's like, how old are you? Let me guess. I'm really good at this. 10. And then he's like, no, I'm 6. And he's like, okay, what are you playing a prank on me? What is this, some kind of goof on old Jaren? You're definitely 10. I know this for a fact.
And they were both so bewildered and, like, offended that the kids were playing, like, a prank on them.
Yes.
they even did, like, a little sidebar where they were like, they're just messing with us.
Are they messing with us? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this. I'm going to leave right now. These kids are
They're saying schizophrenia on screen, right? I don't think it makes sense.
That was a very poor portrayal of schizophrenia.
I would think, like, dementia.
Dementia, yeah.
He was like an older guy.
Do they even mention it?
No, they don't. I was hoping that the calcium lady would mention it, but she didn't bring it
calcium
up.
Calcium lady? Oh, man, calcium
lady. Yeah, I'm surprised she wasn't like, oh my gosh, Charles, you're having a relapse because you have schizophrenia. He has schizophrenia, everyone. It's a condition where you... here's another slamp. Priska. Priska keeps saying, it's a virus. It's a virus. They have some kind of virus. They're reacting to the virus. It's making them older. It's a virus, right? Because that's what viruses do, right?
As their children are literally like a foot taller than they were.
Like
they got deep voices
like,
now.
Yeah, like the first thing I would be like is, okay, this is magic or I'm losing my mind or... It's a demon.
I would immediately chalk it up to something supernatural.
Right.
You just can't explain
But she's like,
that.
Well, it must be a virus, right? Virus that makes you old?
Yeah, I would think like hallucinations or something.
Something.
Like, what did I eat? Are we all in this together? Like a group hallucination?
Well, they didn't think it was the food. The food served a different purpose. It was just because the food was just food. So it was just food.
Also, how did we feel about the plot device where like, okay, so they're on the beach and the beach makes you old? But you can't leave the beach because then you pass out and you end up back outside.
What was with that? Did they cause that? Or
the magnets kept them enclosed in the air. That's what the movie was
about.
I feel like
if you're getting screwed with magnets...
Then why can you walk in, but you can't walk out?
That's my thing. I don't know why you can walk in.
Because M. Night Shyamalan is a bad writer. Because
magnets only push one way, Tyler.
No, what really happened is he was probably halfway through the script and then someone was like, hey, M. Night, couldn't they just walk out? And he was like...
You know what it was? If someone said, no, you know how one part of the magnet, like, sometimes they push each other away and sometimes they attract. That's what it does. I mean, I don't know if that's right.
The way they describe it in the movie is that, well, if our cells are reacting to these rocks, then maybe it's like when you're coming up from the bottom of the ocean and you come up too fast and you get disoriented. Maybe that's what the rocks are like. And I'm like, how?
But you can't come up. It doesn't push you back out.
That's what
it doesn't push you down.
No, people would walk in and they'd just go like, and then they'd be outside again. I'm like, okay, that's not good, man.
I don't know. I don't think they thought too much about it.
It's okay though. That coral.
Yeah,
it was dead coral, which is why the magnets didn't affect it.
How'd you know it was dead coral?
Because it had no color.
Ain't no such thing as
coral isn't white unless it's dead.
Well, this is magic coral, obviously.
My mistake.
So there's magic rocks and there's magic coral. Did somebody put it there? What is this? God, what is this? Is this a wizard? Is this a warlock?
Is this a gypsy? Actually a Multiverse of Madness movie.
I mean, basically. Wait. So okay, it's the other thing I don't understand. So they swim through the coral, and then presumably they come out the other side of the coral, and then what?
They go home.
They swim back to the resort.
Aren't they still like in the same spot where like they have to swim around the cove?
You just swim like a couple miles.
Around the cove. Yeah,
it's just a couple miles, Tyler.
I don't get it. Then why couldn't they swim? Why do they need to swim through the coral?
Because the rocks were surrounding that little cove area.
Yeah, and it was causing some type of magnetic pass through.
So you swim through the coral and then you come back out of the coral. Isn't the magnetism still there?
Which also for dead coral, this is the strongest coral alive.
It was
because they couldn't just easily rip her shirt out of that
one little step. Hang on, I don't think it's dead coral. I think you're talking out of your ass, man. I think it's live coral.
That was the biggest slam. Just like take your little sweater thing off. Like, take your shawl off.
She needs the shawl, Jonah. She'll be cool.
Also, what was the point of that shot of like the coral wall breaking? Like a crack showing up, and then they looked at it, and then nothing even happened.
I don't know.
It was to show that they could break the dead coral because it was cracked.
You're really focused on this dead coral thing.
Okay, I think the biggest slam is this guy watched for like a minute and a half to see if they came out.
Yes,
it's like, you know, might just do 5 minutes. Why not
do an hour?
Okay,
2 an hour. What else you got going on?
That was the M. Night Shyamalan looking at him. So
Here's my other problem. So they go under the water. They're still under the influence of the magnetic rocks, right?
Until they reach the coral.
So they're in, right, but they're holding their breath, right? Wouldn't they run out of air? Like they would need a tremendous amount of like oxygen to sustain their ever increasing bodies.
I can
bodies.
Say that any movie when you have to a submerge scene, I do hold my breath to see if I would survive. I died.
I die every time. I die every time too.
I should get to hold my breath. I would die.
Yeah, like I don't like they have the baby. And then the baby dies immediately because, like,
lack of attention. Such a wild couple minutes.
But, like, I don't. How does this. So, wouldn't they all have to be, like, breathing, like, super, super fast? So, like, why are they all breathing normally? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, I don't know. Like, what about going to the bathroom? Wouldn't you just be, like, you would die from starvation, like, immediately?
I don't know. It's like everything's accelerated except for the stuff that we don't want to
wouldn't
be accelerated.
Wouldn't you die, like, immediately from starvation? Because your body would be. Your metabolism would be working at the speed of, you know.
I think they touched that in the movie, but it still was a huge hole. Where
what Jaren was like, well, the kids are hungry because they're growing.
They're growing, right.
They're creating mass. They're creating mass, so they need the food.
Right. A handful of pasta creates that
handful
much mass.
Handful of pasta, and you can make all that mass.
They still had silverware that they could use. Well, I didn't need to just...
Well, remember, she was 6 years old. She was a child. Throughout the entire movie,
but she made love like a woman.
that's a hard argument to make when they.
That's a huge slam. That's a slam I have because even at the end, the two brother and sister are still mentally 6 and 10 or whatever it was.
But I think it's implied that they're not because they keep talking about like my thoughts. I have so many thoughts. I feel so different.
What is it? The chick says. I used to like see vivid colors, but there wasn't a lot. But now I see many colors, but they're all faint. And I was like, "What kind of dialogue was that?" And that was to like show that
that's
they're
M. Night Shyamalan, baby.
I have a slam. Why in the like in the beginning when they first get to the beach? Why is the old lady shaking a can of coins at the dog?
That's what rich old white people do, Jonah.
I didn't understand what was happening in that scene.
I think that's like an old technique to like get dogs to calm down because they don't like the sound. No, I think they don't like the sound. It's like a punishment.
You think
almost.
The dog died from a lack of attention?
Yes.
They were so focused on the dead person they found on the beach that they left the dog alone. And dog
yeah,
died.
The dog died. Lack of attention.
Loneliness.
Of attention. Yeah, loneliness killed him. 'Twas loneliness that killed the beast. Here's a slam. Put your fingers inside the incision!
Oh my god.
It's closing around my finger!
Yeah. They cut her open and immediately close it. They're like... All right, do it again. All right, stick your fingers in there. Wouldn't that get infected?
That's a slam I had. I'm like, she would definitely die from a disease. Yeah, like the infected wound.
Like the doctor dies of a rust infection because it spreads so quickly. Wouldn't everyone be dying of infection
also,
constantly?
That knife he was using was definitely rusted and had other blood on it.
Dirty. Yes.
They would have died from a disease
true.
Too.
That's true.
Like,
doesn't make sense.
This is the worst movie. It's full of holes.
Yeah.
Should have called this movie Holes with Stanley Yelnats. You guys remember that movie with Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah. I'm tired, Grandpa.
Will you keep on digging? I'll tell you when it's time to stop digging. It's when we find the treasure or whatever we're looking for. Oh, I don't remember.
The spotted geckos or what was the lizard?
I believe it was the yellow spotted lizards. Yeah, so. Fun fact, those are actually just bearded dragons that they painted yellow spots on. Isn't that fun?
That is a fun fact.
I like that.
Fun fact. Here's a slam. Something is going on with time on this beach. That's a line from a character. I don't remember which one.
Something is going on with time on every beach.
That sounds like a Jaren move.
I think it might have been Jaren.
Jaren was the worst culprit for the just blatant Jaren plot device line.
Yes, Jaren the nurse somehow figured everything out. He was the smartest man on this beach.
He was.
Who was Jared?
Jaren.
The nurse.
The Asian guy. Yeah,
the Asian nurse with
the one
African American
went swimming because he was on the high school.
Except for that part.
Which
everything else he was smart.
Slamp, why'd they let him go swimming when obviously it's proven that you can't swim out there?
Well, they didn't know. Only
mid-sized sedan is like, yeah, that chick that I was here with, she was like an Olympic swimmer and she was doing all sorts of stuff. There's no way
because,
she could have drowned.
Because she had MS and it attacked her while she was swimming. I think.
But then Jaren,
according
didn't
to the movie,
I don't know.
Jaren,
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
A mental or issue physically or mentally. Jaren didn't have an issue.
Jaren had no issues.
His wife did.
She had. She had. Yes. Yes.
But he didn't have an issue, so he thought he would be safe swimming out into the ocean.
And why was he not safe? What killed him? I don't understand.
The magnets.
He drowned.
He blacked out and he drowned.
The magnets, Tyler.
Magnets.
Magnets solve everything in this movie.
Mr. White. Yo, magnets.
I have a slam. When the girl was climbing up the cliff, they literally had a scene in the movie where someone's falling off the cliff.
Yes.
You knew what was going to happen.
Of course.
Or in the trailer. That's what I meant to say.
So she also passed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, she passed out. She blacked
out. But I knew she was going to die because in the trailer you see someone
fall. But why? I don't get it. You're climbing up the rocks. It's
magnets.
But why?
So it touches base magnets. On that like rising to the surface submerged thing. If you rise too quickly in the water,
So if you try to walk out, you get magnets. If you try to climb up, you get magnets. Yes. But if you're anywhere else on the beach, you're fine. You just get old.
It's basically like a bubble. A bubble or a dome.
It's an anomaly.
Makes no sense.
Okay, also they said it's not about like the rising. They said, oh yeah, when like you're deep down, there's all that pressure, and that's what it's like.
Well, you get the bubbles in your bloodstream.
Right, and if you rise too fast, those bubbles don't dissipate properly, and you
then you get blood like clots.
What's it called again?
The bends.
No. It's when you rise, air bubbles form inside your bloodstream because the pressure is reduced.
Yeah, and you don't want bubbles in your bloodstream.
And that correlates to magnets because
reasons.
I have a lamp.
Yeah.
In this horror movie, the black guy didn't die first.
Hey, good on them. M. Night Shyamalan.
I mean, he still died though.
He did. He did. So you know, we can't congratulate them too much.
Yeah. Here's a lamp. When I was your age, I was in love with a man. His name was Giuseppe. He wasn't very handsome. I was just like, what is happening? What? Giuseppe. Why did you write this line? This had nothing to do with anything. His name wasn't Giuseppe. He made it a pizza.
I don't know.
So dumb.
I don't know what was happening.
The names he comes up with. Jaren, Giuseppe, Prisca. And also, how come in every M. Night Shyamalan movie, there's a man and a woman, and like they're like on the like verge of divorce because somebody cheated on the other person?
It's got to be something his parents did when he was a kid.
Yeah, and he's got some like issues that he hasn't worked
on. No, I think M. Night Shyamalan is married to a woman who cheats on him multiple times.
I mean, have you seen him? He looks like he could fit that bill.
He looks, I mean, listen, the guy looks like a cuck, let's be honest. He looks like a beta cuck, let's just be honest.
I have a slam. Why do they have to, like, why are they all running from the one old guy with a knife?
I don't know.
Just tackle him and take a knife from him.
He's an old man.
There's two of you.
Yeah, there's a scene where he's slashing at Guy, and then Guy's just like, ah!
Oh, no, let me keep blocking the knife with my arms.
Go save the kid.
Oh, no. Remember, that scene, Guy couldn't see.
Yeah, okay, don't you want to close the distance?
You still know how to run.
Okay, but what do you
want? You can still run away.
After the first slash, you're like, okay, I'm stepping away from you, buddy.
Oh, I just been slashed. I can't see you clearly, but you know what? I'm gonna run away.
I wonder how it happened.
Wouldn't you want to like get up close and personal because you can't see? So like, let me get as close as possible to have better vision.
No, you want to just sit there and go. No, you're slicing me, but the wounds are healing.
I'm surprised because
this beach is making everything fast.
I'm surprised it didn't start spouting off like slashing statistics as it was happening.
Every time a knife cuts you, your chances of dying increase by 32%. So dumb.
What was with the twisted body too?
That was actually the only part of the movie that I liked, because that was actually very literally and figuratively twisted and kind of dark. Because she has a calcium issue, so obviously her bones like get frail.
So if you die, you just like automatically just like go crazy, twist up.
What happened was her bones kept on breaking because of, like, you know, she dropped a rock on her and she kept hitting things. But then the time was healing her bones at the same time too quickly.
So each time she hit,
she was getting disfigured and then would heal in that disfigured form.
That was the one kind of interesting / spooky part of this movie.
I was actually disturbed during that part. And then I was like, okay, this movie.
But also I wasn't disturbed because I was like, I was already too like,
yeah, I was
so retracted from the movie. Like, I felt like I was watching this movie from like a telescope up on a lighthouse, you know, 20 miles away. So I was just like, oh yeah, look at that. That's happening. You know, like you're not invested.
Yeah.
Well, also like, Okay, so it's supposed to be scary, like she's going to get the kids because she's throwing rocks
There's
at
them. There's no way she was going to get the kids.
She's not going to get the
kids. What's she going to do when she gets them?
I don't know.
They break just a bone?
Her. I don't know why we're supposed to be afraid of any of these people that we're supposed to be afraid of. The old man with a knife and the woman with a calcium deficiency.
And I think one thing that made this movie not enjoyable at all was the bad acting.
Yes.
Like, what was with everyone just being terrible... Terrible at acting.
It was the
lines
that they were given.
Well, yeah, that's probably a big part of it.
Because the schizophrenic doctor, he's in...
Knight's Tale.
Knight's Tale, Man in the High Castle. And he plays, like, really good... Like, he does a really good job in at least Man in the High Castle. And this...
Man in High Castle.
Is it just Man in High Castle?
It's not Man in the High Castle.
I think it's the High Castle.
Man in the High Castles.
Oh! Castles?
I'm just joking. I don't know.
I think it's Man in High Castle.
Hold on. The Man in the High Castle.
The Man
in
the High Castle. So there is a... The...
We're both wrong. We're both wrong.
Yeah, you guys are both wrong.
Okay.
John Smith.
John Smith?
He was in Pale Horse. That was his name in the movie for that show.
How about that?
The Diplomat.
Really? Tell us more.
Jigsaw.
I got a slam.
Yeah.
The police officer.
Okay.
What's he going to do?
I get going to the police. Great. But then, like, the next scene after things got resolved, he's in a military helicopter.
Yes.
So, kid, well, adult.
So, is he a police officer or is he, like, a CIA agent?
Because, right. Like, how do you know who to call?
Because a beat cop can't, like, call his, like, department, like, hey, we got some, like, okay, like, we got to file a ton of paperwork. Yeah, it's going to take
department
months.
Is going to be like, okay.
He's like an LAPD beat cop, and he calls a sergeant. Sergeant's like, I don't care. Like, I'm
aren't you on vacation? Stop talking to me.
Where are you? Oh, we have no jurisdiction there. I'm sorry.
With LAPD.
We literally can't do anything about
this
that.
Exactly like Nicolas Cage going to that island off the coast of Washington where he had no reason to be there.
It's the exact same thing.
It's exactly.
Yeah, that pulled me out. They should have said CIA agent or like FBI. Well, even FBI.
I'm the director of the FBI. How about that? Because guess what? You're writing the thing, so you can make him whoever you want.
Yes.
I'm the president of the United States. How about that?
I mean, just something a little bit more significant besides just I'm just a cop.
I'm a cop. Yeah. I sort of roam the streets and I take care of, like, you know, domestic disputes. But also, I can shut this whole hotel down with one phone call because you gave me a notepad with some notes on it.
In the Dominican Republic.
In the Dominican Republic, yes.
I mean, because he was clearly like a U.S. citizen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly.
Here's my final slam. So the FDA accepts the data they receive from these beach trials.
How are you getting this information?
Don't worry about it, but the drug works. Okay, well, can we see, like your lab, you know, your lab testing, like the participants you had, like... No, we can't show you that, but it works. Well, can you prove to us that it works? It works. Just trust us. Like, boom, right there.
This movie here. This medicine worked for 17 years, but you only have a day's worth of data.
And the person you tested on is dead, and actually a missing persons.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes no sense. How are they saving lives? How are they hawking these drugs, man?
Yeah, cause that's a huge process.
Because you could say, okay, they're fudging the numbers, they're fudging the data, but then you don't need the old beach at all. You could just fudge the numbers and be a criminal, like you are already.
But they wanted to make they wanted to do the right thing.
They wanted to help thousands
saving thousands of lives. They want to get to millions of lives.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
This may be the silliest movie I've ever seen in my whole life.
It's up there.
You know what this is, though? This is okay. So M. Night Shyamalan, he's a scam artist. He's a con artist. He puts his own money into these movies, and then he markets them, and he always makes a little bit more on the movies than he spent on the movies.
Remember, he also acts in his own movies, so he pays himself.
So that's free labor right there.
Yep.
He gets he hawks these terrible movies. He makes money, and he's like, sweet, I can go make another terrible movie now.
He had some good ones sprinkled in there, though.
That's what it is.
Swing away.
He had a few good movies, and then he was like, you know what? I could spend a lot less effort on these movies, put my own money into it, put less money into it, get more money back out of it, and I'll be rich. That's what's going on.
Did he make money on this? Okay, let's see.
Yes, he did. He always does, because he doesn't put that much money into it.
Gross worldwide, $90 million.
Yeah.
Where is the budget? It's usually right here.
I mean, they were just on the beach the whole time.
Yeah, right. It's not much.
The resort was very nice.
The resort was nice.
I am shocked that the one room that they got only had one.
No, bed. That resort was not nice. I have a slam. Drink fountain for kids, and there isn't even any soda.
Yeah.
What kind of resort is
this? Or like a fruit punch or something?
Yeah, it's an exotic resort. What,
you guys remember
Hawaiian punch?
I don't care. They had the kids want what they know.
Listen, they had the two different flavored waters. And then Illab was like, Mr. Vanilla and the strawberry.
They had Illab there telling the kids what to get.
And hey, would you like to see my conch shell? I have a secret note for you later.
The budget for this movie was $18 million. So we just made a cool $70 million.
That's what I'm saying.
I hate knowing that now.
That's what I'm saying. He's a con artist, man.
He made $70 million to make this junk.
If we had $20 million, we could do this exact same thing.
Also, it's based
scam.
On a novel, so he didn't even come up with the idea.
That's what I'm saying. He's a con artist. Straight up. There's no two ways about it. Insane. Absolutely insane. Anybody else have any more lamps and slamps?
Fresh out.
Ryan.
Idlib. I feel bad for the kid.
Why do you feel bad for him?
Imagine how many kids he's seen and gone.
It's true. That kid's going to grow up to be just messed up.
Well, does he know what's going on?
Yes, because he says that his daddy doesn't like the coral. The dead coral.
His uncle. Okay, but like...
The young coral.
Uncle.
So is the uncle. Good word association. So one day the uncle like sits him down and he's like, hey, listen, just so you know, this is what's going on. All these people that we send to the beach, you don't see them again because they turn old. And then he's like, well, how do they turn old in such a short period of time? Rocks, magnets.
No. So they played the point when they were in the facility where they were like, we can't have what happened last time where someone escaped. So I'm assuming Uncle Bob, whatever his name was talking out loud and Idlib heard him say, we can't let them get to the coral. We can't let them get to the coral. As a little kid, you're like, what's wrong with the coral? Why is the coral bad if we don't want people going to the coral?
That's plausible, and I like that.
So I think that was a justification of why he said or told Trent, my daddy doesn't like
Somebody got out, and then what, they killed them?
They said that they drowned. They didn't make it past the coral because they probably got stuck on the coral. The dead
Their
coral.
Shawl got stuck on the coral.
Right.
Yeah. Well, everybody's wearing shawls, you know.
I can't get over that.
Also... One more thing. I don't remember the son, the Trent, getting a change of swimsuits.
That was convenient.
So he was outgrowing him, obviously.
Right.
Whatever was growing in the swimsuit was outgrowing the swimsuit.
Yes.
But the mom brought an extra pair of swimsuits for
Are you referring to his penis? Because he had a little boy penis, and then by the end, he had an adult man's penis.
And the mom.
Brian put it in a very nice way, though, Tyler.
The mom's like, oh, no. Your penis is popping out. That's not a little boy's penis. That's a man's penis.
Honey,
must be a virus.
Your bulge is showing.
But the mom said, put a towel over. And
did then, she?
Yeah, put that. So he was walking around with that.
He was wearing a towel at one point.
He was. Okay, all right.
Did someone die and he took their swim trunks?
And that's what I think happened. I think someone died and he took the swim trunks.
He had to have taken
I think he must be wearing mid-size. Yeah, mid-size and anth.
Yeah.
But he's probably like, oh, these swim trunks are way too big. I don't fit these at all.
Because statistically, yeah.
Well, because mid-size sedan, you know. He's a bus of a human being. It stands to reason that he's got a bus of a penis down there, too.
Excuse my lack of knowledge, but blood clot.
Yes.
The blood clot issue that mid-size sedan had.
Yes.
Is that... Blood doesn't clot or blood clots too much?
Blood does not clot.
So he wasn't...
He's a hemophiliac.
So he had constant nosebleeds, so yes. the island wasn't working on him?
What do you mean it wasn't working on him?
Well, because the beach is supposed to stop all illness.
They were testing drugs on them.
The drinks that they have when they first get in the resort have the drugs. For their
preditions. Yeah, they're testing drugs on them. At the beach.
So they gave him a drug that didn't work.
It was just like a perfect example.
That didn't work. That makes sense.
Right.
There we go.
We never found out why he was just sitting there for so long.
Also, do we know of any drugs that you take one dose of and then you're good for the next 27 years?
Chicken pox vaccine.
Years? Monkey pox?
Chicken pox.
I just feel like a lot of the drugs I'm familiar with you have to take on a daily basis.
Yeah, especially if you want to be testing them out over long periods of time.
That's what I'm saying. On no levels does this movie make any sense at all.
Yeah.
At all.
At all.
It's an interesting idea. They did nothing with it.
Yes.
They squandered it.
Yes.
But the idea of a secluded beach having strong magnet powers that will increase the rate of time is potentially something that we can have.
Elaborate.
I personally don't go around the world looking for secluded beaches and seeing if I will die on
them. Listen, your lips to God's ears, bud. Me neither.
But it is possible. We just don't know because they've died on the island. They've never been able to report it.
Okay, so you're saying that this beach could actually exist and we would never know about it because anyone who goes on the beach would die on the beach.
Or some scientists are testing people on the beach constantly. Yeah.
So you're saying stay away from beaches is what you're saying.
Stay away from beaches with high rock walls. Have you seen
Huntington Beach? Weird lab experiments.
Have I seen it? I live in the doggone place, man. And I tell you, some of these people you see walking around, they look like they've been on an old beach for far too long.
You know what M. Night Shyamalan should do?
He should kill himself. He should quit making movies.
Oh, he needs to make just a mini series for streaming where it's just a bunch of, 45-minute episodes of stuff. Because then it might be. I think he's done making movies. He should stop after this one.
If you cut this down into like you said, the Twilight Zone. You said this earlier. Mm-hmm. Make it an episode of the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
I think he would actually thrive in that.
If he came out with his own type of Twilight Zone show, he
can't fill a whole movie, but he could do a 22-minute episode.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
You're onto something, Tyler. His wife definitely cheats on him.
Okay, so yeah, I'm looking at a picture of M. Night and his wife. His wife has cheated on him multiple times.
Yep.
And the way he rationalizes that is he puts characters in his movies that play out that scenario, and he's like, yeah, so actually, that guy's not a cuck. That guy's actually kind of a hero for such a wife. Cool. And so am I.
He took a baseball bat and he killed some aliens.
M. Night Shyamalan. More like M. Night Sham.
Woo!
Get it? Moon Knight?
Moon Knight.
Did you see that Moon Knight?
I have seen Moon Knight.
Hello, my name's Stephen Graw. I don't know the difference between my waking life and when I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, Kenobi.
Does it come out tomorrow night? It's tomorrow
at midnight.
Night. You know what? I'm not going to watch it.
Okay.
Just to spite Jonah, I'm never going to watch it.
I don't care. I'm going to watch it.
I am just predicting the first episode is going to be super boring and it's going to be a letdown.
No, the first one's going to be great because they know they have to do that. And then as soon as there's one of the letdown episodes.
Three filler episodes.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be in every Star Wars circle, just madness debating. No, it was great. No, it was terrible.
It's true. Do you go on those forums?
Not really, no.
I mean, you don't really have to find them. You just gotta go on social media and just one post that'll just have a picture of Ian McGregor, and then all of a sudden it's just a whole debate in the comments. And yeah.
All right, let's move on. We're already running late on this podcast.
Are we running late?
Oh my gosh,
how many years has it been?
Right? Are we on the old
beach? Oh man, are we on the old beach right now? Jonah, you're looking old. Your penis is huge.
Why?
Just imagine though, you're a little boy. You have a little boy's penis. You have a little boy's penis. 12 hours later, you have an adult man's penis, and you're making love for the first time to a 6-year-old, I guess?
Mentally.
But I mean, you're 6 too. I guess that's the only way they justify it in this movie.
Okay, this doesn't even make sense to me. So they're two kids, they get old, they're in a tent, whatever. At what point are they like, you know what? Let's have sex.
How do they know what to do?
At that point,
I feel like it's just just natural instinct kicking in. That's just the hormones at play.
I mean, that is a lot of hormones in a short period of time.
Yeah.
None of it makes any sense. On to the next thing. Tyler.
I got nothing but questions. And now it's time for the second segment of the show, the segment we like to call Punch, Hunch, or Brunch. If it's not too much, what do you say is such? Bunch. This is part of the show. We have three categories. First category, Punch. Who in this movie do you want to punch? Hunch. Who in this movie, if you're recruited by the FBI to solve a murder, do you bring along with you to solve said murder? And Brunch. Who in this movie do you want to have brunch with? Brian, you're our friggin' guest, for goodness sake. Okay. Who in this movie do you want to punch?
Punch?
Yes.
Probably would be Charles.
Okay.
One, because he's a doctor. Not that I have anything against doctors, but
they're all terrible.
Clearly the man has trophy wife I think that was his daughter, the little girl.
Yes.
So clearly he has been with Trophy Wife. He has all the money and he chooses not to go on the yacht.
I know. What was that decision? So
I would punch him for being an idiot, honestly, throughout the whole movie.
That's fair. That's fair.
It's because his mom said to do this.
Why am I bringing my mom on a trip with my wife?
And that's, a very fair question. Why would you bring your mother?
Take care of your kids. You could have fun.
Clearly,
but that wasn't the case. They all went together to the beach.
Mom went to a deep sleep.
Yes, she did.
After the deepest sleep. She survived longer than the dog.
Somehow.
She didn't have lack of attention.
No, she died first. She died first.
Yeah, she died first, and the dog died immediately.
No, I think the dog died first. The dog died
first because she was sad about the dog.
It was her dog.
I think the dog died second.
No, dog died first.
Dog died first.
Dog died first.
Dog was the first death that we saw. Well, we didn't see it.
Say dog died first five times
fast. Dog died first. Dog died first. Dog died first. Dog died first.
I mean, the son of a gun did it.
All right, John, who are you going to...
Wait, hang on. Jonah, you say dog died first five times fast.
Dog died first. Dog died first. Dog died first. Dog died first. Dog died first.
That was
dog
not fast. Died first.
Now, do it with an accent. Or do it with a Jeff Bridges impression.
Dog died first. Dog died first. Dog
no,
died
no. First. It'd be more like, hey, man, dog died first.
All right, Sean, who are you going to punch?
I'm punching M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's both the director and the character in this movie, so I'm allowed to punch him.
Yeah.
Yep. Can't stand it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I'm also going to punch Charles just because you're on an island. This one man has very quickly established himself as, like, the main threat to you. Like, I mean, I guess the rocks are the main threat because you're getting old. But then also
magnets are the main threat.
This lunatic with a knife, he's also a threat. You got to take care of that guy. You got to take care of that guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they had butter knives. They could have fought back.
They have butter knives.
They had a wine bottle that no one ever opened.
They had a wine bottle?
They had alcohol.
Oh, man. First thing I did, if you were like, you're aging 2 years every hour. The first thing I'm doing, I'm like, oh, I'm getting drunk.
I mean, the first thing I do when you go to the beach is open up the wine bottle, right?
Sure, right. Yeah. No, I show up to the beach drunk. Then it's nothing but mescaline and PCP the rest of the day.
Hey, did you know in World War II, like the Germans, they would use methamphetamine?
They're hopped up on
it. Yeah, they would give them like just tablets of it, of like pretty much crystal meth.
That explains a lot.
And they like they invaded France and like got there in 3 days when they thought it was going to take 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. They're all in meth.
Come on, guys. Are we ready or what? Did you take your tablets? Time to go. Is that a Jew over there? No, privates. That's just a rabbit. Okay.
Tyler, who are you going to punch?
I'm going to punch Charles.
Wow, everyone's punching Charles.
Who are you going to punch?
I'm going to punch M. Night Shyamalan.
Okay, so you and John are punching M. Night Shyamalan. Me and Brian are punching Charles.
Not even his character, just him in real life.
Yeah, like
in real life.
For making that much money on this movie. Yeah.
What I would do is I would punch M. Night Shyamalan. I would make love to his wife. He'd write a movie about it. And knowing the guy, he'd probably shake my hand afterwards. He would say, thank you.
You made me $9 million more.
So who's the real cuck here?
Actually, I'm in control because I'm going to make $9 million on this little fiasco. And Hunch. Brian. Yep. You're at your house. What do you do when you're at your house, Brian? What's your favorite activity at your house?
Choose wisely.
Choose wisely.
Damn.
Don't mess it up.
I'm at my house?
You're at your own house.
I'm making food.
You're making food. What are you making?
Enchiladas.
Nice. Very nice. All right, so you're making enchiladas.
Yeah,
you're almost
green
finished.
Or red sauce,
buffalo sauce.
Whoa!
Hang on.
This is my imaginary world. What? Okay. Hold on.
You can't make an enchilada with buffalo sauce.
You want to try my enchilada buffalo enchilada sauce?
I mean, I do.
Buffalo chicken enchiladas.
Do you actually do that?
I can't eat the chicken. I can't eat the chicken. I'm sorry.
What do you want?
He's a vegan.
Just give me cheese.
Just cheese? Okay.
I'm not a vegan. I'm a vegetarian.
Okay. Vegan cheese.
Is that still going?
Still going.
Beyond.
And look at this.
Beyond chicken?
Strong as ever. Protein's a lie, man. You don't even need the stuff. Anyways, all right, so you're making cheese, okay, chicken.
I'm making cheese, chicken, enchiladas for
buffalo sauce, friends. Enchiladas. Buffalo sauce. And just as about your... just a,
rice and
just,
beans?
Just
of course. Okay. My beans.
So like a cilantro lime rice? Is it a...
you know? I'm probably just going with...
What type of frijoles are we talking about?
The beans I make with my stuff. You've had them before.
Yes, the beans I make! Are they pinto beans? Are they refried beans?
They're refried beans, but I make them with
a whole sour, tub of sour cream,
and it makes them really, you know.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, okay. Creamy.
So just as you're about to put the last dollop of sour cream in the refried beans, you hear a knock at your door. Knock, 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 na 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 knock. Guess who it is? Uh-oh, it's the FBI.
Oh, FBI.
They say, Brian, what's your last name?
Is the FBI asking me, or are you asking me?
I'm asking you because the FBI is gonna know.
They will already know when they'll ask me.
That's what I'm saying. I need to ask you to make the scenario complete.
Bernalis. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Anyways, FBI man, what do you want?
Because you kept repeating it like I was saying it wrong. And I was like, am I hopped up on goofballs? Or is this guy saying Bernalis?
Am I storming France with the German lines right now hopped up on
that? Is that a rabbit or a gosh darn Jew I see?
Stupid. That's so dumb. All right, go on.
FBI. Knock, 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 knock. FBI comes to your door. Brian Bernalis.
Yes, yes, yes.
We need you to solve a murder.
Of who?
Doesn't matter.
I'm not qualified.
Doesn't matter. But you can only bring one person with you, and it has to be a person from the movie Old. Who do you bring with you to solve the murder?
The best person that I think would help me solve the murder would be Jaren.
Jaren. Okay, why?
The dude comes in clutch for everything. He knows exactly what to do.
He sure does.
He would save my life before I could figure out my life was dying.
Somehow he knew everything that was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's like he was an inside man.
He was the inside man. Did you ever see that movie Inside Man with Clive Owen?
No.
Basically, Clive Owen and his gang, they robbed a bank, right?
Right.
But how do you escape? That's the problem.
I have seen that movie.
Well, they don't escape at all. They actually make a little, house for Clive Owen in like the guts of the bank, right? They like bore out a wall and they like make him a toilet, and he lives inside the bank for like a week. All the heat wears down, and then Clive Owen walks right out of the bank with all the money because guess what? It's been a week.
If there was a like professional job to stall, Tyler, you'd be perfect at it. Just saying.
Hostage negotiator?
We should just drag him out. Just drag him out. Bring Tyler in.
I could do it. I could spend the next 3 hours just interacting with Brian.
Just you would spend the next 3 hours interacting with yourself.
I could.
It's true. It's true.
I always thought I would be one of those good guys to have like a radio station on like a ham radio, you know? Just me 24 hours a day.
I've thought about getting into ham radios. Want to?
That doesn't surprise me.
I was going to get my license for it, but I just...
If we all get ham radios, lately. We can talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because we can't do it now.
No, it's not possible.
But we can do it with, like, radio names and...
Yeah.
And signals and stuff.
I want to be crazy eight.
I'm crazy. I'm sorry? I'm the
crazies? crazy eight.
You don't want eight crazies before eight?
Too many crazies. You don't want to do too many crazies. Three crazies, one eight. Crazy, crazy, crazy eight. That's it.
John, who are you taking to solve the murder?
I'm going to take Charles, and I want him in his schizophrenic state.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Good cop, schizophrenic cop.
So you're like, hey, like, where were you on December 29th?
And then Charles just comes up and just starts slashing immediately. Slashing.
You're trying to take my home away from me!
And then I save them from him, and then they trust me. And then
you're like, listen, you got to tell me where you were. This guy's going to slash you to ribbons.
Crazy.
He's going to slash you to ribbons.
Stop trying to break into his house, yeah. You know?
Why was he so handy with a knife? He always acted like he had been...
He's a surgeon.
Well, I think he had done this before. I think he had
murdered. He was a surgeon.
So he cuts people up for a living.
He makes a reference to, he was like, the man with the tattoos. I did the right thing. He was going to steal from my family. Right. And so I'm wondering if, like,
he
actually did murder somebody.
Probably. Kind of. I wouldn't be surprised.
And then they covered it up.
Tyler? I'm going to take Idlib. For what purpose?
Because, like, so we're like, we're in the room, right, with the light, you know, the light, the single light, and it's like two chairs and it's a table, and then we got the perp, and it's me, and the lights, you know, I click the light on, and I'm like, so, what's the deal? Where were you, you know, last Wednesday at 2:27 p.m.? And then Idlib, you know, comes in here with a handful of conch shells, and he dumps them on the table, and he goes, what do you think of these conch shells? I found them myself. It's kind of my favorite thing to do.
Are you doing a good cop, bad cop, where you're the bad cop, and Idlib's a good cop?
I suppose it'd be good cop, conch shell cop.
Good cop, Idlib.
Conch cop. Idlib, the conch cop.
Because then I'd be like, come on! I know you know where the body is. And he's like, this conch shell I found the other day, it's kind of broken, but it's kind of my favorite too. And, you know, they're just like, ah, this guy's crazy. This kid's just a kid. He's got conch shells. I guess I'll just tell this guy.
Then he could have the Idlib-Adlib hour.
Idlib-Adlib hour.
Well, we'd play Mad Libs.
Idlib-Adlibs.
I'd say Idlib. Hit him with the Mad Libs. He'd say, I need a word that I need a noun.
It's all decoded, too.
That's all the kid does.
Yep.
Decoded Mad Libs. Jonah, who are you going to bring with you?
I'm going to take Greg Mitchell.
Who was that?
The cop.
There you go.
Oh!
I was looking forever to find if he was credited. I'm like, he's not even credited. And he has his, like, the name in the movie. I guess he said that when they asked what his name was. But I'm like, right. I don't remember that. But anyway.
Nobody does.
Nope.
So you'd have the the good cop.
I mean, this guy just brought the CIA to the Dominican Republic within a day. Like, they were there the same day. That's pretty impressive.
He's the best dang cop money could buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I want him. Resources.
And brunch. Brian, who are you gonna have brunch with?
So this one, I didn't like anybody in the movie, honestly, to the point where I would bring in the brunch, but I think for preference I would bring Prisca only because she's a museum
curator.
So yeah. We could talk history and I find that interesting.
She's also quite beautiful.
You like history, Brian?
No, I didn't find her attractive.
I don't know. She kind of had some butch hair going on. Neither
did I. Brian likes history. I got an interesting fact for you. Did you know that the German forces were hopped up on methamphetamine for the Second World War?
That's so 1924. Wait.
What? Wait, it was in the 40s.
Wrong World War.
Well, this was early days.
Wait, when was the first?
First World War was like, I thought that was 19, like,
the early 1900s, right?
18.
The Great War.
The Great War.
1914 through 1918.
Okay.
Did you know my grandpa was born in 1919? Sheesh. I mean, he's not alive anymore, but 1919.
So can you even say that he was born?
No. He didn't even exist.
Once a man has passed away, he's lost.
He ceases to exist.
No more. He's lost.
He's returned to dust.
You know, if your grandpa had been born in...
Stop coughing.
Dude. Okay, I muted my mic, but then everyone stopped talking, and I coughed. There was no point to muting it.
It was so distracting. I thought
something
was happening.
All of us were so, like...
We were concerned, Jonah.
I was clearing my throat and had a cough. Oh,
I was ready to admit I'm Lex Maneuver.
I've done that, like, 30 times this podcast.
30 times?
It's exaggerating, but I've done it at least once.
Remember that one podcast where
that's
Jonah's,
such a huge.
Remember that one podcast where Jonah's eyes were just excruciatingly watery. Can we not
do this right now?
Time?
I'm going to leave the room right now
because Jonah has the cartoonish malady of anytime you talk about eyeballs, his eyes turn to water.
Jonah would end up on Old Beach just because of his eye watering condition.
I'm going to mute you.
And they give him medicine that's working. And the whole movie is just like, gosh, my eyes are kind of
so dry.
They're actually kind of moist. Oh, so they're dry, so the drug worked.
Yeah, because the medicine has to, yeah.
This drug worked.
Yeah, it did. It worked for about 32 years, actually.
He's like, yeah, I'm aging, but man, my eyes are dry as a whistle.
My eyes aren't actually watering that bad right now.
Hey, good
for you. Proud of you.
I ate carrots before, that's probably why.
Carrots.
It's not the glasses that are helping my eyes, and maybe not less strained, but it's probably the carrots.
'Twas carrots that slain the beast.
All right, Brian, who are you? Oh, you said you're taking brunch.
So, yes, Prisca, hospital. No, not hospital.
Just because you want to talk to her about history.
Just talk about history. I find that.
Oh, you also found her very attractive.
No.
Yeah, you did,
if
right?
I'm like attractive, I'm like calcium lady.
You found her quite beautiful.
Yeah.
John, who are you taking?
Scale of 1 to 10, how hot do you think Prisca was?
Prisca in the movie?
Yeah.
She's a 2.
You know, I was gonna say a two.
In the movie, she's a two.
Two is kind of
not the same thing.
Yeah, I didn't find her attractive whatsoever.
Who do you think was the most attractive?
Oh God,
Charles.
No.
No, I mean,
I would say
this is a question for Brian.
But see, I would say one of the middle stages of the kids. But
yeah, they're,
ooh, that's a 6-year-old girl,
thing,
bud.
Here's the thing: they're kids, hey,
malleable.
Are they kids though? Because they're not.
If I met them in the same day and they aged 50 years, I would still consider them kids.
But you would have also aged 50 years.
I would probably be dead.
So you're 90 and they're 24.
Hold on. Why am I 90?
How old are you?
27.
What's the math? Do you want to crunch the numbers? 70,
for 20 years?
77.
If the 6-year-old is 24, how old is Brian?
He is...
That's 18 years.
42? So
add 18, three? I am 45.
Ooh, a 42-year-old.
45?
Dating a 24-year-old, that's not a good look.
Charles did it.
Well, Charles is rich.
Oh shit!
How rich are you?
The difference.
Money. How many dollars do you have in your savings account at this moment?
My middle name's Richard.
Is it actually?
So the FBI comes to your door. They go knock, 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 knock. Brian Richard Betancourt.
Yeah. Betancourt.
Is it Betancourt?
Betancourt.
Cumberbatch.
It's not Cumberbatch.
It doesn't go by Richard though. Brian Dick Betancourt.
What is it? Bentley Brew?
BMW.
Who are you going to brunch with, John?
I am taking Idlib to brunch.
Okay, why?
Because he knows about the next
one. He's the college drinks. Boy, man. He knows what's up.
This is not a good look. A 6'5" man and a little boy.
I didn't think that. Oh, no. I want to watch a good this look. Now. Oh,
it's not a good look.
So the FBI come to your door.
Did you take the 6-year-old kid to brunch?
Yeah, that's Idlib, you know? He really showed
He's me. Actually inside right now.
He really showed me his conch shell, you know?
Tyler, who are you taking to brunch?
I'm gonna take mid-sized sedan.
Downsized sedan.
No, it was mid-sized.
I really wish they would have explained why he called himself mid-sized sedan.
Yeah, his name was Brendan, by the way.
Well, you know, Brendan's not a good rapper name, though. You got to have like a cool, tough name, like mid-sized sedan.
I know John likes. I know John likes guys named Brendan.
Yeah, we all know that.
Yeah,
your favorite name, right?
It is.
Do you want to elaborate on why?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna take mid-sized sedan.
I'm taking Charles.
Charles.
He's rich.
You think he's going to pay?
Yeah.
He's going to slash you.
Free brunch.
He's going to slash you.
Free brunch.
You pay brunch with your blood?
It's better than money.
Would he remember to pay? What if he just went into a schizophrenic, you know, attack in the middle of brunch?
Then they're not going to worry about the bill. They're just going to call the cops.
They're going to worry about getting guns. No,
they would kick him out and they would say, all right, sir, I'm sorry, but like, there's still a bill that needs to be paid. And Charles actually ordered a lot of food.
I would be gone with him in the ambulance. I know this is going to happen.
Charles would only...
I eat fast and get out of there.
Charles would only go to brunch with you if he ordered a calcium water.
True.
I mean, I drink a lot of milk. He would like that. Right?
But calcium steals... milk steals calcium from your body.
No, it's good for your bones.
It's not.
It's not what the commercials told me growing up.
Well, the commercials are just trying to sell milk.
They also tell you
they don't care about you.
They also tell you to eat carrots for your eyesight, and that's not true.
I saw a commercial where a guy lifted up a wheelbarrow and broke his arms because he wasn't drinking milk.
Yep. I saw this too.
His arms literally ripped out of his sockets.
How long was he on the beach?
No, that's true. I do know the commercial you're speaking of.
That's why I drink milk. I'm haunted to this day.
So Big Milk really got to you.
Apparently their advertising worked on me.
You're like, man, my arms are going to pop up if I don't drink a gallon a day. And that concludes the second segment of the show. And now it's time for the third and final segment of the show that we like to call Trivial Trivia. This is the part of the show where I usually ask Jonah and Johnny 6 questions about the movie. But this time we have a guest, a special guest.
Hello.
Brian Richard.
Bernalis.
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 I wanted to say Betancourt.
Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch.
Just gives me someone else to beat in this game.
Wow, that's a cocky answer, Jonah. You think you have what it takes?
Yes.
Let's see your biceps. Both of them. All right.
Brian, the only thing that gets Jonah up in the morning is Trivial Trivia.
only thing that gets me through my week.
Yep. He's deeply depressed, but he knows that once a week he'll get to answer some questions. And it keeps him going. All right, first question. What kind of seizure?
Wait. We didn't explain the rules to him.
There's six questions. The man who answers a question correctly gets to buzz in.
How does he answer the question?
You have to buzz in. I'm sorry. You're right. Yes. You're right.
You have to answer the question in the form.
Tell you buzz in.
You have to answer the question in the form of a question.
You don't have to do that. You just have to buzz in first.
And you have to wait for the question to be fully complete before
you have to wait for the question to be completed. Once it's completed, you have to buzz in. You have to buzz in before these two guys. And once you've buzzed in, you get a chance to answer the question.
And your fingers have to be crossed while you buzz in.
That's
not while he's asking the answer.
If somebody buzzes in and they get it wrong, you know, everyone else gets a chance. You still have to buzz in before you answer.
Yeah, that's going to be important since there's three of us.
Yeah.
Let me hear your buzz.
Bzz.
That's good.
Okay.
Jonah, let's hear your buzz. Bzz. Johnny.
Bzz. So obnoxious.
Very aggressive.
Just because you're extra long.
Just because you're tall doesn't mean you have to have a bigger buzz than everyone, right? Your big buzz is, I'm going to start calling you Johnny the Honeybee. First question. What kind of seizure did Patricia suffer from? Jonah.
An epileptic seizure?
Incorrect.
It's a good guess.
Brian and Johnny.
Zzz.
Johnny.
A spastic seizure.
Incorrect. Brian.
Okay.
Make sure you buzz before you say anything.
John, why would you say that? Just let him answer the question, then it becomes invalid.
How many staplers do you have, Jonah?
Just two.
Why?
Because I can't find my other stapler I had, so I bought these ones on Amazon yesterday, and it came in a pack of two. So I keep one in my bag. And
well, hide one away in case you lose the other one.
No, one's going to go in my bag, and the other one's going to go in the drawer. We're in
Trivial Trivia.
Brian.
One's also blue, and one's red.
So I don't know, but I'm going to go with a rabies seizure because she was foaming at the mouth.
Oh, interesting. I like that. That's a good answer. It's incorrect.
I know.
It's incorrect. The correct answer is grand mal seizure.
Oh,
grand
I should have known that.
Remember at breakfast, she's having a seizure, and then Jaren's like, whoa, it's okay. Everyone calm down. Everyone enjoy your breakfast. Everyone enjoy your Eggs Benedict. Everyone enjoy your toast. Everyone enjoy your oatmeal. Everyone enjoy your parfait, because she's just having a grand mal seizure. We still never got
Eggs Benedict.
I haven't had Eggs Benny in a minute.
Tyler and I have never had Eggs Benedict.
Never. We were supposed to get it, but then something happened.
Johnny and I went to bed at 7 a.m.
That was it. That
I would wager to say you and Johnny didn't go to bed.
That's fair.
You stayed up all night.
Yeah.
I went to bed.
Yes.
I woke up. I was hungry. I was ready for Eggs Benedict. And I woke up to the sound of something horrific.
Yes.
And then at that point, I realized we're not getting Eggs Benedict.
Your dreams are shattered.
My dreams were shattered, dashed upon the rocks.
All right, next question.
Next question. What was the name of that rapper?
Bzz.
Jonah.
Mid-sized sedan.
Correct. Bzz. No, he's correct.
Did you say mid-size?
Mid-sized sedan.
Bzz. Johnny. Mid-sized.
That's what sedan. I said.
Johnny's correct.
I said mid-sized sedan.
Mid-sized.
Spell what you were saying. Bzz.
With an E-D. Mid-sized sedan. He did not.
Spell the whole thing.
M-I-D hyphen S-I... Z-E-D.
I did not hear the D at the end.
I didn't hear the D at the end.
Okay, maybe I didn't pronounce it.
Brian.
The D at the end.
Brendan.
Brendan is correct.
I should have pronounced it way better, but I did say mid-size sedan.
Everyone gets a point.
All right.
Everybody gets 1 point.
So we're back to zero.
You're all back to zero because you have 1 point.
These points going up or down?
Hard to say. This game is largely subjective.
Gotcha.
Copy. On my part. And I have what you may call a... neurotic and at times manic brain that sort of
schizophrenic
is not rooted so much in reality but more just how I'm feeling. Like my emotions really dictate what my reality is on any given day.
You look very nice though.
Hey, thank you. 2 points. How big was that tumor in Prisca once they finally removed it?
Bzz.
Jonah.
The size of a cantaloupe.
The size of a cantaloupe is correct.
I have some cantaloupe in the fridge, by the way.
They went, whoa, hey, look at that. It's the size of a cantaloupe now.
But they also, like,
initially it was golf ball.
Yes. At first then it was like
softball.
Oh my gosh, this tumor is the size of a golf ball. And then it was, oh man, this tumor is the size of a softball. Oh my gosh, this tumor is the size of a cantaloupe. And they pulled it out.
Didn't that kill you? A cantaloupe also, inside
yes.
you?
They pulled,
the answer is correct, yes.
By the time that thing is the size of even a softball, that thing is so deeply rooted in there, it will take much more than just a simple knife to get in
the
there.
The fact that he cut it out. Without the tumor being even exposed in the stomach was really odd.
Yes. It was an odd movie all the way around.
All of it.
All right. So can you just cut a tumor out with a plain old knife and everything's fine?
How we did it in the olden days.
Yes, you're right.
In the old days?
Oh!
Because the movie is called Old.
That's what it's called.
I think the title should be Old, : the beach that makes you old.
Hold on. Is that like the colon, like dot, dot, or like the word colon?
No, I think it's
old colon.
I think it's an anatomically correct colon that they print on all the movie posters, and it's a colon. It's like one last twist. One more twist for the marketing, you know?
You know, I could see M. Night Shyamalan doing that.
Yes.
Just to throw people off the scent of his big twist.
Just one more twist. He's got a weird thing about twists. Like, he has to be twisty. So twisted, you know, up
he's
inside.
He's a twisted looking dude. His soul, he's kind of shifty.
His soul is twisted, man.
Yeah.
We got to finish this podcast someday.
Listen, I used to work with a guy. His name was Gus. Looked just like M. Night Shyamalan.
I used to work with a guy named Gus, and I would call him Gus.
Gustavo.
And he looked just like...
Gustavo, yes. Fring?
No, it was Gus Avila, I want to say.
I worked with a Gus. I've worked with a Gus.
Tell us about it.
His name was Gus.
And?
He worked with me.
All right, next question.
I used to work with a guy named Chad, but he was pretty... He was a large man, and he had like buck teeth, so everyone called him Gus. Because he looked like Gus from Cinderella.
So messed up. The construction field is a brutal industry.
Oh, no. Construction's worse than prison, man. You can't show any weakness or you'll be shredded apart.
Yeah.
Shredded apart?
Sure.
Shredded.
Apart.
Shredder.
Give me you.
Watch out for Shredder! It's a shell of a time! Remember that? Ninja Turtles? Next question. Brian has 2 points. Everyone else has one.
No, I just answered that last one.
I'm sorry. Jonah has 2 points. Everyone else has one.
Yes, thank you.
I just want to give him a point. You know, it's his first time. Look at him.
No mercy.
He's smiling. I'm smiling. You never smile.
I've never seen him smile.
I've never seen you smile. Even now. I don't
know you're smiling. There's this weird thing where he laughs without smiling.
Next question. After emerging from the tent pregnant, what food does Kara ravenously...
Bzzz.
I'm not finished. Start the whole question over. Ravenously consumes...
Bzzz.
Johnny.
Pasta salad.
I was first.
You were not.
You were going to say pasta, though.
What?
Were you going to say pasta?
I was going to say pasta salad.
You were going to say pasta?
No, pasta salad.
No, you're lying. You wouldn't say pasta because earlier on the podcast you talked about it and you said pasta. You were going to say pasta. I know you were going to say
pasta. What's the difference between pasta and pasta salad?
Pasta. Okay, so you make pasta, right? It's plain pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Pasta salad. You've added the cucumbers. You've added the tomatoes.
Okay, let's move on.
There's more salad than pasta salad.
2 points for Jonah, 2 points for Johnny, 1 point for Brian. It's anybody's game. Next question.
Brian, tie it up.
Would this movie have been better if Bruce Willis had showed up at the end? Brian.
I don't think anything could save this movie, so I'm going to go with yes.
Okay.
He would make it a Christmas movie.
Johnny, let's get your answer.
Well, considering Bruce Willis now has aphasia, I am surprised he's not on this island and they're trying to cure him of his aphasia.
I like that answer. Jonah, you got one better?
Yeah.
What's your reasoning?
He would make this movie better because he would make it a good Christmas movie about... Alphasia. I'm combining both of the things.
It's not aphasia. It's aphasia.
Aphasia.
Aphasia is the condition that Alf had. It made him eat cats, actually. And that's actually not a good thing. Because cats are actually a domesticated, treasured pet of ours.
Did Alf eat cats?
Yes. That's all he did. He was a puppet. He was from outer space. And he ate cats.
He's Alf.
And they portrayed it like it was a funny thing. They portrayed it like it's a fun thing. Look at Alf eating all these cats. It's monstrous. It's disgusting. Brian gets the point. Christmas movie.
Alright.
Because he'd show up at the end, he'd throw on a Christmas hat.
Alf. Yeah, Alf is terrifying.
Yeah, Alf was a monster. He ate cats, he did.
He looks like it.
So Jonah's done a Google search on Alf, and he's just looking at pictures of Alf.
Jonah's very intrigued and by this.
I'm curious why.
I can't stop looking at that.
Jonah, type in Alf eating cat.
I'm scared.
Type in Alf
eating
cat.
Oh, eat cat. There it is.
It's in the search bar. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
I told him. Look at that.
He made a sandwich.
He's eating that cat, man.
Whoa, no, oh,
is this in the show or is this
people? Yes, he's this? No, he eats cats as a thing in the show.
What?
Or at least he's always trying to eat cats. They try. I think they usually will stop him.
Oh, there's that lady running to save
him. I'm telling you, it's a thing, man. He eats cats. Jonah's not convinced. He's seen three pictures of Alf eating cats. And he needs to see more.
Eating cats?
What?
Okay, I'm moving on because this is dead air.
I'm mesmerized right now.
Jonah's fixated on Alf eating the cat.
Wait, what's that meme one? I love cats. Yeah. Why?
What? This doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make
sense. All right.
Okay.
Moving on.
Jonah has 2 points. Brian has 2 points. Johnny has 2 points. And guess what? There's only one more question. This is the last question. This decides the whole game. Okay, we ready?
Yes.
Who buzzed in?
I did.
Don't buzz in early.
You said, are you ready?
Don't ever.
when does the question start?
Don't ever buzz in early again. Or I'm going to really lose it. Last question. What is M. Night Shyamalan's full name? Jonah.
Matthew Nidicus Shalaman.
Incorrect.
Brian. I'm going with my original answer, Moon Knight Shyamalan.
Good answer. Fun word association. Oscar Isaac.
Hello, Isaac. I just wandered in here. I'm a museum curator or something like that.
Oh, Steven, yeah. Let me take over the body. We need to kill this gargoyle.
What are you talking about? You're not going to kill a gargoyle.
Steven. Trust me. Let me take over the body.
Oh, and now why am I going to trust you when I could just trust myself?
Yeah? Oh, the idiot is in charge again.
What the heck is it? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home. I'm going to make a sand circle around my bed. I'm going to tuck myself in. I'm going to play with Rubik's Cube. Yeah, Rubik's Cube. Yellow, green, white.
Okay, move on. John, give an answer to the question.
Muhammad...
Because he brown?
Nightingale.
I mean, just statistically.
I like to say Muhammad. Not even Muhammad. Not even the comic Pakistani name. Muhammad.
Muhammad.
It's like an insult to Indians because like...
Muhammad.
Oh, what's your name?
Muhammad. Oh, you worship the cow? Muhammad.
So messed
up. And we're canceled, everybody. Thank you.
Finish his name, please.
I said it, Muhammad Nightingale Shyamalan.
The correct answer is Manoj.
What?
Neliyatu Shyamalan.
So I got it right.
You got it wrong. Because of the tight game, we have to have a bonus question. Bonus question. Bonus question. Hey, what's that over there? A bonus question? Ooh, we got ourselves a bonus question now.
Don't encourage
there's
him.
A lot of metal reverb going on in the
mic. It's Tyler's yelling.
It's the specific note. Watch, I can hit it.
Oh, yeah. It's so what if we all hit that note at the same time?
Right, I will mute all of you.
Three, two, one. Woo!
I wasn't fast enough, and I'm used to only using three fingers. So obnoxious.
What two flavors of water did Idlab... I'm not finished. What two flavors of water did Idlab suggest that Trent and the other lady, I think her name was...
Maddox.
What did...
Stop muting away from the dials.
I'm trying to mute
muting
people. What two flavors of water did Idlab suggest that Trent and Maddox try to combine? Johnny.
Vanilla and strawberry.
Vanilla and strawberry is correct.
He said strawberry and vanilla.
I just said what two flavors. I didn't say any specific.
But if you want to get specific here.
I don't want to get specific. Johnny has 3 points. Johnny wins the game.
Boo.
Are you saying boo or moo?
Both.
How?
By saying boo.
Boo.
That doesn't make any sense.
All right, let's rate the movie. Scale 1 to 300.
1 to 300.
Conch shells?
Conch shells. I like that. Yeah, I like
All right, Tyler, what are you rating it?
I'm going to have to give it 3 conch shells.
3? John?
It's a solid 30 conch shells.
Wow. Brian, 1 to 300.
1 to 300.
300 being the best movie you've ever seen in your entire life. It's a perfect movie, and 1 being...
I'm gonna keep with the
status quo.
Keep it with the threes.
I'm going to go with the 33.
Yeah.
33. I'm going to give it 9.
For 3 times 3?
Yes. Wait, 4 this time, huh? It's 4 of us. 18.75.
Jeez.
It's not a good movie.
Still too high.
How many conch shells did Idlib have?
18.75.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I do the 0.75 because one of them was kind of broken. I tried to glue it back together, but I don't have enough glue.
What do you...
Uncle, hotel manager doesn't give me glue.
All right, that's it for the podcast.
Oh, no.
We actually know the movie next week, Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Blade Runner.
So the schedule for the next month is Blade Runner. Next week is Blade Runner 2049. Next movie after that is Blood In, Blood
What's
Out.
What's that?
That is a movie suggested to me by Oscar Villalobos.
Okay.
He's a real guy. I work with him.
I don't believe you.
He's a real guy. Ask me questions about him. I'll tell you answers.
No. I think that's it for the podcast. You can find our aftercast on Patreon, where we just record another podcast after this podcast. And you can find us on social media, even though we never post anything because our quote unquote marketing manager never takes any initiative. And Brian, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me, John.
You have anything else you want to add?
This is a room full of good looking men and Tyler. So thanks. Hopefully I can come back on.
Which implies that I'm the best looking, right?
John, you have anything else you want to add?
No.
Tyler?
There's something going on with time on this beach.